You're listening to
Twisted Tropes.
Familiar settings.
Wild new tales.
Now on with the story.
Scandals and Scavengers, a post-apocalyptic Regency romance. Episode 9, Secrets and Spirits, or Loju Seance. Last time on Scandals and Scavengers, the drama really ratcheted up for our protagonists. Ruby returned home from the ball to find a smoldering pillow in her comatose father's bed. With no explanation for its existence, she called for the doctor again and finally received the results of the blood tests. Her father had been poisoned! Needing more answers and running out of options, she threw herself into planning for the seance that evening. Edgewater rode some highs and lows. First, she learned that Gladstone was out ring shopping for a possible proposal to Nigella. Wonderful! Then was disappointed, but undeterred, when her father tried to discourage her from her interest in Samuel. At the Drake residence, Samuel was once again visited by Mr. Rubbleroy with no marriage certificate in sight. After a bit of gentle persuasion, Rubbleroy admitted that there were rumors circulating that shed doubt on Samuel's innocence in the circumstances surrounding Henry's death. It was time for action to be taken. In the meantime, Mary eavesdropped on Connor Carson and Edison Sparks as they met in his office. It seemed that Edison was admonishing Connor for continuing some sort of dangerous experiment, and Connor was threatening him in return. On the other side of town, Salt entrusted Ford to deliver a mysterious letter to Beardeer, and Alistair Clarence prepared for his presentation at tomorrow's Carnival of Progress. Repeating a past mistake, Samuel once again invited both Mary and Edgewater to call on him. Samuel explained to both women individually that he would be throwing a masquerade ball and scandalously inviting servants. But more importantly to Edgewater, he asked her if he could officially court her, and there could only be one answer from her. Now let's find out if another seance will deliver Ruby the answers she needs.
All right. So here we are again, and we're going to pick up with Edgewater leaving the Drake residence and heading right over to Rhinelander Hall to have a very calm, very polite conversation with her friend Ruby.
We find Ruby in the same exact location we left her when she was writing the letters. She's sitting in the doll room, looking in the mirror, flashing the mask across her face, taking it off, flashing it, taking it off. And I think for the first time in all, I think it's taken Ruby the entire day, but she can't tell the difference, if that makes sense. She sees a mask where there are slashes and cuts in it. And she, for the first time, wonders if she's been wearing a mask for a long, long time. And then she will take it off and walk down the stairs very slowly and go get the door. And we'll go, Edgewater, it's good to see you.
Ruby, why are you opening your own door?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been in a... You're right, I forgot. Sorry, it's been a long couple of days. My dad set his pillow on fire last night.
What?
Yeah, or something happened. Come on in. We gotta talk about a lot of stuff.
Of course.
How are you, Edgewater? How was the rest of your night?
Oh, it's unbelievable, but let's talk about your thing first.
So the dolls were cradling each other in one of their beds upstairs.
What do you mean they were cradling each other?
I don't know.
They're
inanimate
objects.
Yeah, that's a good point, but they were. And then also, my dad last night, I came home and there seemed to be fire in his room, and then
fire?
Also,
is he all right?
He's back in a coma, but he didn't wake up from his coma, and he shouted, Rosamond.
Rosamond.
Who? Yeah, I don't know.
Rosamond.
And then that happened, and then I did talk to the doctor. who said that there were some sort of poisons in his blood or something like that.
Poisons from what?
I don't know, like a flower or something like that. And then also last night I could my powers developed a little bit more, and now I can summon a face on my face.
I'm sorry, a face on your face?
Yeah, I'm gonna...
Like your face on your face or someone else's face on your face?
I'm gonna show you, and I just want you to be ready. You ready?
Is it good?
Three.
Oh, no.
Two.
I saw a mouse today.
One.
In my hand.
And I will make my mouse appear.
Oh, God!
And you can look at your phone.
Well, on that topic... Lord Drake is throwing a masquerade ball. You'll fit right in.
Oh, all right. Yeah, it was probably my powers. It was like a premonition of some sort.
And Edgewater Clarence graduates from the Ruby Rhinelander School of Making It All About Me.
Yeah, I don't know. This has just kind of appeared. My dad's back in a coma. Now I have this face on my face. And
you can take it off.
Yeah, like this, and I phase it off, and now I just have my face back.
Mm-hmm. Much better. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. There's a lot. There's a lot happening. Also, I'm gonna tell you this because I do. But I might have seen somebody the other night while I was out and about. With Reuben.
Wait, who is? First name, Reuben.
Oh.
And Ruby, in this moment, doesn't know his last name. that man
couldn't
who...
couldn't mean Mr. Weller.
Oh, yeah, that's his last name.
Third child of Lady Weller.
Yeah. He asked
no,
me-
you couldn't mean... Mr. Weller, third child of Lady Weller, you are talking about some Lord Reuben that I can't possibly think of right now because they are from outside of society a little bit slightly.
No, we're talking about the same guy.
Ruby.
Yeah, no, he, you know, we met up in public a few nights ago and it was super fun.
In public? What do you mean
in public?
There
were other people around.
I don't know if that's good or not. I'm sorry. I'm short-circuiting right now because were they all chaperones?
Yes.
Yes.
They were. They were all chaperones.
Oh, thank God.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And okay. And they were all watching us with all of their eyes. Also then another fella came in to meet with him. Also, there's just something. Have you ever... There's like this symbol that he had like a tattoo of on his arm, and it was like a circle with three bursts out of it. It kind of, and as she's like trying to describe it, she's using her hands to talk, and she will cast silent image as she fully displays what she saw
Ruby.
On Ruben's arm.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I've never done that
that's
before.
That's amazing. Oh my God. That's amazing. How'd you do that?
I don't know. So I saw this symbol. It was on his arm, and then I also saw. And then I'm gonna show. I saw boots like this, but it shows the bar background because I can't separate the. But so it's.
Those are normal military boots, I believe. But where on earth were you, Ruby?
I'm gonna be fully honest.
Don't be. Okay. That's not the right tact. A different one. Try something else.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll work on this. All right. The military boots, though. What? This was the person
and who wanted to go talk to Lord Weather. Weller.
Lord Weller. Yes, Lord Weller. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that the right
what
title?
What did they say?
It's not the right title.
That's the right title. Well, no. I mean, he's Mr. Weller.
All right.
Probably will never be Lord Weller.
All right.
It's at least better.
I don't know what
Reuben.
They. I don't know what they said, but they needed to meet, and it seemed a little off to me. And I don't know. And
Ruby, you and thought I saw... that was off, but you didn't think it was off for you to go out with. Never mind.
No.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I saw those boots at the party last night.
Okay. Were they attached to someone?
Yes, and I'm going to use silent image to conjure exactly the person that I saw.
Desmond Gamma Bloom!
Who?
Jesus Christ.
He's the third son of Lady Gamma Bloom of the firearm manufacturing business.
Oh, another third son. That's weird.
DM, would Edgewater have ever seen that symbol on any of the jugs or anything that they...
No.
No. Okay, great.
Also, you don't really hit the factory floor. Oh,
true.
Not really your thing.
True.
I don't know. I just want to be fully honest with you. Ruben, I think, has been like sending me these gifts. He bought me like a deck of playing cards that are like really nice. And he bought me these earrings that I'm still wearing, the fish hooks with the dice on them.
Well, gifts are lovely and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I just wanted to say that, I don't know. I haven't been all myself lately. And now that my dad's been sick, it seems that my powers are more coming to me. And so I don't know. I don't know if they're connected or if maybe I'm just secretly a doll or something like that.
I was just thinking perhaps they're just coming to you in your time of need, but maybe you are a doll. You do have a porcelain mask face thing.
Yeah, it's not. I don't know. It might intimidate some people.
Oh, sure. I can definitely see that.
But this is why I wanted to do the seance, because I feel like something's going on in that room and maybe some of these dolls might be able to, I don't know. Belladonna was so great last night. She definitely knew something about those dolls.
She did. I couldn't believe how accurate she was.
Also, how do you feel about her kissing your man?
Oh. That was fine. That was Lord Drake's husband kissing Lord Drake. It's
oh,
to
well,
be expected.
You know what I heard? You want to hear the whispers that I heard?
There are whispers? Yes.
I heard.
No, I mean, you must go over everything so that we can determine what the truth is and find whoever's spreading these rumors to begin with.
Smart.
I hold out my hands.
I take them.
I heard that you are the gem of the season and that people are whispering that you have found a true love match.
What? I truly don't know what to say about that. Ruby, what am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Just keep being yourself, doing what you're doing. I don't know.
Correcting people?
What was that?
Correcting people.
Sure. Yeah, do that. Okay. But yes. In like a sexy way.
Like you do, like with your hips out and
yeah.
Boobs forward. Yeah,
yeah, like
okay.
That.
Yep.
Yeah, this is great. I like this. And then also, I think just making... Honestly, I think Lord Drake just likes you. But I just want to let you know I've invited Lord Drake tonight, as I said in my invitation.
I know.
Belladonna and also Mr. Salt. Mostly because he needs to fix the doll.
Right, you said.
But also, I thought, you know, it would be good to have him here as well. Just in case, you know, an extra chaperone for you and Lord Drake as well.
That is very kind of you. And very smart, Ruby.
Thank you. I don't know. There's a lot going on right now. My dad seems okay, but I'm just wondering what else is going on there. So tonight, what we're going to do is I'm going to go up there, and I need your help. We're going to get the dolls ready for Belladonna.
Okay.
We're
going
to set them up, make sure they look super cute.
We're posing them?
Yeah, we're going to... just make sure that they're clean enough, I guess.
We did so well with the cleaning last
Yeah, we
time.
Did, and like we're going to make sure they just look super cute, and then Belladonna will come over, and then we'll do this thing and with... everybody in the room. But do you think Lord Drake can fix the door first? Can he fix doors?
I'm pretty sure he can do anything.
Great. I knew
like I said, he's throwing a masquerade ball. And get this, he's inviting servants. Yes, I know. But you know what? I think it's so no one will know who's of the upper class and who's of the lower classes, because the lower classes can get away with much more at a party than the upper classes can.
I love it.
I know!
This is like the biggest middle finger to all those rules.
Oh, boy.
What?
What? Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Okay. you seemed strange for a moment.
Sorry. No, sorry. I just, sorry. There are just so many rules sometimes that stress me out.
Okay.
This is going to be a fun night.
Did you learn how to dust in the meantime since we were last in here?
Yeah, I heard there was this one thing called a broom.
Oh, right. Gladstone mentioned it.
Yeah, it's this way.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And we're going to fast forward. I don't think we need to do another 20 minutes of cleaning fun.
I don't want to do a seance there anymore.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to do it. It's scary.
It's going to be fine.
I don't want to.
It's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. What could possibly go wrong?
No. Uh-huh. Is that the doll voice?
No.
No.
Not yet.
Evan, if a doll kisses me, I quit.
I'm quitting the podcast.
Does that include...
If a doll touches me, I'm going to freak out and then I'm going to leave.
Does that include me with my mask on?
Yes.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Double. Ooh. Fucking double.
All right. So we're gonna flash forward to about 9 o'clock. Mr. Salt will make your appearance. When was Lord Drake going to show up?
He was told to arrive at 9:33. He tends to be a little early, it seems, so it might be like 9:31 by mistake. Forgot how fast he can walk. Today's been an exciting day.
A little spring in his step.
What?
Okay. At 9 o'clock, there's a knock on the door, and Mr. Salt, you are admitted and announced.
Well... Hello there, Mr. Salt.
Good evening, Ms. Rhinelander.
Thank you so much for coming.
Of course.
Miss Clarence is here already.
Good to see you, Miss Clarence.
Hello, Second Lieutenant.
Thank you so much. I just want to let you know that would love for you to come look at the doll that is broken.
Absolutely. And he kind of gestures. He's got a little, like, tool bag, a little go bag of stuff that he has randomly thrown together that might fix a porcelain doll.
I appreciate it. Also, Belladonna is going to come and we're going to do a seance, and you are more than welcome to stay there as the invitation says, stay and partake as well if you want to talk to any of the dolls.
That I was under the impression that we talked to the dead here, but you know what? New things.
Now,
it's always good to try new things.
Agreed.
You say that, and Ruby, for a second, thinks in her brain, are they one and the same, the dolls and the dead? And then walks up the stairs. Goes this way to the room I didn't notice until 4 days ago.
Gotcha. Salt will look to Miss Edgewater, and if you... I'll wait to follow behind you.
And I'll follow Ruby.
So we.
I imagine I'm ducking through like a lot of doorways because this is a halfling
house.
This is like, yeah, Gandalf is in the Shire. This is just a lot of thuds.
The nice thing is that this is like a reclaimed house from this time. So technically everything is still approximately the right height. Now some of the furniture may not be super comfortable for
gotcha.
Me.
But yeah, so this is the room. Yeah, we just happened to get into the door a few days ago.
Mm-hmm. How, can I take a quick look? How busted off the hinges is it? Like, is it?
Oh, it was a clean break. Honestly, the frame is still in pretty good shape. It was like the hinges had been, there was metal fatigue from them not opening mm-hmm. for so long. And really, that was leveraged.
Gotcha. I think you can look serious. Lord Drake.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
And then Ruby goes, is he here?
Is he coming?
Yeah, he'll be here in a little bit.
Pleasant surprise.
Yeah. Also, quick question. Do you know somebody named Rosamond?
I don't think so. No, I can't say I've ever met a Rosamond.
All right. Don't worry about it. Anyway, the broken doll's over here in the crib.
Oh, good. I was wondering how we might pick it out from all these so many dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Salt will walk over to the crib.
Okay, so the doll in question, the arm has cracked and has been repaired once before.
Okay.
It's mostly like cracks in need of sort of spackle and paint.
Oh, it's not like detached. It's not broken off.
No, okay. It's just it was broken and has been fixed.
Gotcha.
I don't honestly know what you would have to try to effectively, you know, make this repair.
Mm-hmm. I think he maybe the first thing he'll do, very aware of how ill-suited he is to this task and how delicate the thing before him is, the first thing he reaches out is some very thick rolls of bubble wrap to place it down upon to give it a kind of soft surface to work on.
Excellent.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
I think he really knows what he's doing, Ruby.
And then he sits kind of looking at it for a second. And I think he thinks back to like some of the broken toys of Lefroy's when he was much younger, especially ones that were definitely either broken beyond repair or like once we found them were kind of missing parts or whatever, and thinking of ways he can hide the fact that it's broken more than actually repair this.
Ah, okay.
maybe try to like paint over it a little bit and see if it could just look a little smoother and filled in than
like a thick enough coat mm-hmm. of paint that it kind of fills the crack. Okay, cool. Let's just make a dexterity check and we'll see how successful you are.
It's not too shabby. That's an 11.
In low light in here, it'll probably pass.
Okay.
Also, you don't think that Ms. Rhinelander pays a lot of attention, so being told that it's fixed will probably do most of the work.
Is its copy nearby?
Yes.
How, like, looking similar, does it look passably close?
I mean, you're looking at it, so not really.
Gotcha.
But if someone was giving it a quick inspection, probably you'd get away with it.
As I'm working on it, I'm not doing much, but I think taking a long time. does its twin watch me?
Oh God!
No. Okay. You can't. You can't say that it does.
Okay, that's good. Then I'll just kind of do that, and I think especially kind of towards the end, once he's really not just kind of like moving a brush back and forth over like dryly, is like distracted and looking around the room at all these dolls in here. And just kind of, very, very... I think this is unique among rooms he's been in before.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is unsettling. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's one dressing table that is pristine and one that has a, like, radially shattered mirror.
Mm.
As if something struck it with great force.
Gotcha. I think he'll see the mirror and really fight against his instinct, but know that the proper thing to do is... Miss Rhinelander, while I'm here... Would you like me to take a look at the mirror?
No, that's okay. It kind of broke it. It kind of broke itself, so I wouldn't go near it.
Can I, having helped raise a young boy who I'm sure tried to lie his way of having broken something before, can I roll insight to see if that is actually what happened?
Absolutely.
Or if he believes that that's actually what happened?
Absolutely. Persuasion or deception?
11.
That's a 15. Persuasion.
He's unsettled by the fact that he believes that a mirror broke itself. Broke itself. You said, did it fall when the door was kicked over?
No.
Did something else happen to it?
I just looked over and it was broken.
Ah, found it. Oh, gotcha. I think back and forth in the exchange, he's going to kind of glance occasionally at Edgewater just to see if she's kind of giving like an affirming like yes, or if this is just kind of for her vibe on the situation, knowing it a little better.
100% backing Ruby.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, in that case, he'll just kind of fuddle around until the start of the seance. Oh, I should have. How is your father doing? If he's awake, I'd like to say hello.
Last night, he set his pillow on fire in his coma, so.
Oh.
And also, good. I found out from the doctor that there's like some sort of barbiturate in his blood, which means, I guess, like poison flowers of some sort.
He was not taking barbiturates then. Medicinally, I mean.
Oh, of course not.
I mean, he's been sick. He's sick for like 6 months.
6 months.
But no, I don't think so. I don't know why he would take flowers that would make or something that would make him sick like that.
Very specific. And you said he set his pillow on fire.
Well, it kind of like it was on the ceiling above him. So
the pillow was on the ceiling above him.
No. There was a flare mark. So like fire kind of went up
and burst on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Through the pillow?
I don't know. The pillow was like
Ruby,
burning a little bit.
Where was that pillow normally situated in the room?
Probably under his head, I would assume.
It was one of the extra pillows, so it would have been sort of off to one side of him.
Yeah, it would have been in his bed.
While I'm at the crib, can I look to see if both cribs have a pillow in them?
Make a perception check.
Fuck. That's a 21.
Ooh. Yes.
Ooh. Absolutely. Both cribs have pillows in them. They're cribs. I mean, one of them has one more than... Actually, you'd think. One of the dolls is holding a tiny, like, pillow from what looks like a dollhouse.
Wait, sorry,
that
the doll is holding a pillow?
Yeah.
This was the other one, the fixed one. Okay.
Yeah.
Or the healthy one.
Yeah. But it's...
like,
it's,
healthy's not what I meant, and I really don't like it.
it's like a miniature pillow, like something that would have come out of an appropriately sized dollhouse.
Does it have a scorch mark on it?
No.
Okay. Because only one of them's holding it, yeah?
Yes.
Did these have a doll house?
Oh, that's a... Oh, that pillow's new. That wasn't there last night.
No, I've never seen that doll also, holding that pillow.
Not that you noticed.
Is this...
Oh, not that I noticed.
Wait, not that you've noticed what?
The doll pillow
house or the pillow. Oh, okay. But you said one of them was holding the other.
Oh, yeah. I put them in separate cribs and then I came back and they were like cradling each other.
Oh, this is what you were asking about at Lady Gadwallow's.
Yeah. Oh, I think... Oh, that's the door. I think Lord Drake's here. I'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we will keep this door wide open because it doesn't close. Oh. So that there will be no question of...
Or you could step into the hallway.
Oh, good idea.
I think that is a great idea. Yes, let's leave this room. Are we close to Lord Rhinelander's room?
You would assume so. Never been up here, but yeah.
Is the door open?
It's a good question. Would his door have been left open?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think I'm good at closing doors.
Gotcha. Then, as we kind of...
Not the reasoning I expected, but I'll go with it.
Rules, dude. Then as we walk by, I'm going to kind of... Salt's going to casually kind of peer in to see if he can see, like, the burn mark or see what it looks like. Not intrusive, like, without breaking the threshold of the door. Trying to see if
yeah,
he can
make,
see
make another perception check. But...
Where are you going, Mr. Salt?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
Oh, it was, just... making sure everything's okay.
In there? What's it? Oh.
That's a 6.
I mean, yeah, there's a scorch mark on the ceiling. It's like, it's kind of hard to tell exactly what caused it, but yep, definitely a scorch mark on the ceiling.
Edgewater is definitely looking around his shoulder.
Someone's looking over someone's shoulder.
Oh.
12.
That's like a Scooby-Doo.
Yes,
both
exactly.
Peering out of a door.
Yeah, no, it's a scorch mark. It seems to be like a one singular gout of flame.
And the pillows next to Lord Rhinelander, those that are still remaining there look fine.
Yeah.
There's none missing? Like, there's well, not yeah, an obvious space
there
where...
There is one missing.
Right where another person would lay next to him?
Anything technically would be beside his head. So yes, if you want to interpret it that way, sure.
Mm, okay.
It would be off to his right side.
All right. Mm.
But there's just the one pillow that's missing.
Okay.
Gotcha. Then I'll follow downstairs.
Lord Drake, it's so good for you to have come.
Miss Rhinelander, I appreciate the invitation. Is this about what happened last night?
No, we're going to have a seance and I was hoping you can maybe look at the door.
I'm just here to fix the door. Thank goodness. I did not want a repeat of last night.
Oh, but there is going to be a seance.
But I don't have to attend. I'm just here to fix the door.
Oh, all right. You don't have to attend if you don't want to.
Oh.
Samuel, make an insight check.
Yeah. 21.
Ruby is very sad that you don't want to attend her seance.
She's not very sad that my husband fucking kissed me last night.
Hey, you got some.
She's jealous.
One thing I did want to ask Evan, I forgot. That award I found that I was congratulating Henry for rescuing Mr. Salt back during the military days. Was that like a small like plaque with a medal or is it something feasibly I could have carried in like my coat here?
Yeah, it was just a basically an order of commendation. So okay. It was like paper.
It was like a letter.
Yeah.
Perfect. So I was bringing that because my assumption is I'm still hopefully meeting Mr. Salt after this. And I have 3 more invites in my pocket as well. Cool. I apologize, Ms. Rhinelander. Yesterday was an emotional evening. I would be happy to accept your invitation. That was very rude of me to just deny you like that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude or anything. Last night was a lot for, I think, a lot of people. But
yes,
also...
and I'm forgetting, you heard from your deceased mother. Of course, that must have been just as pressing on you. In whatever capacity you need me, I'll be here.
I did hear from my mom, I guess. But also, that was wild when Belladonna kissed you.
Speaking of which, you got here at 9:31. You were scheduled to show up at 9:33. So, Belladonna, are you on time or are you late?
Oh, I'm 3 minutes late. For Mystique.
But I believe you said it'll start at 10:03?
Yes, 10:03. And, it's already 9:35 and 55 seconds. she was due to arrive at... Oh, the knock at the
knock,
door.
Knock.
That must be her. I'll wait for somebody else to open the door.
One of your servants opens the door. You're presented.
Hello, my dear.
Oh, Madam Belladonna, thank you so much for making this call on such a short notice.
I knew that the spirits needed me to be here tonight. May I introduce my spiritual guardian, Nicobius?
Run that by me one more time.
No, it wasn't Nicobius. It was Nicobius. With a B, okay? Edgewater! Edgewater! Shocking! No. Nicobius. Or as we call him, Beebus.
Nicodemus looks at you and just cocks one eyebrow.
So sorry. I'm going to give him some money after this because I panicked. And we'll come up with a better fake name for the next one. don't worry, he won't be. Don't worry about him. may you. Miss Clarence, do you need a moment?
She's upstairs.
I'm not there yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man. All right.
Oh my God. Are you crying?
No, we're good. let me show you the way to the doll room.
As yes, you pass, please. Samuel just gives you like an awkward like head nod of just acknowledgement.
Lord Drake, I am so moved that the spirits have led you to join us this evening.
Just Madame Belladonna, and he'll just look down at the ground.
Please, Madame Belladonna was my mother. no need for formality among friends here.
As we walk out, I go, oh, and Miss Clarence and Mr. Salt are here as well.
Madame Belladonna.
Sir.
Oh, good evening. It's lovely to see you again, Madame
you
Belladonna.
You as well, my dear. You as well.
Truly. And Lord Drake, wonderful to see you this evening.
Oh, Miss Clarence, pleasant surprise. Mr. Salt.
Lord Drake, a pleasure to see you.
Fortuitous really is the theme for today.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Let me show you to the room.
Get out.
Daniel, there, I see a tear. Yeah. You're trailing down your cheek.
I can't tell if you're crying or if Ruby's fully lost it.
No, it's Daniel. Oh, man. It was the nick of penis that got me.
I didn't say penis. I didn't say penis. Bo said penis. I didn't say it. Said beep.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So this is the room that I didn't know existed in my house until, you know, a little while ago. There are dolls on the wall.
Indeed.
This mirror broke itself. Mm-hmm. I think it was broken. Also, I don't want to alarm everyone. Mm. But I have. There are dolls on the wall, but I have awakened an ability to put a doll face on my face. So,
okay, so.
Mm-hmm. It is rather alarming.
Do you want? You've seen this?
Oh yes.
Do you want to see it before or after?
I think we should let the spirits reveal themselves as they will.
Of course.
And Mary Smith would like to make an insider perception check on Ruby to see if she is okay.
Gonna be insights.
Yeah, be insight.
Oh, I think Salt is going to shuffle over to stand close to Samuel, knowing how this went last time, and just let him know someone's nearby.
meanwhile, Nicodemus is laying out a cushion and a couple of mismatched scented candles next to the cushion, lighting them and sort of stepping back.
I got a 22.
How's Ruby doing?
Ruby is, there is a deep and utter confusion about who she is as a person and what her purpose is. I think she's holding it together, trying to hold it together, and she's trying to search for some answers. And she's looking for it in her dolls.
One might say some cracks are starting to appear.
Yeah.
Yes. Hmm. Yeah.
That's very funny. You put a pillow there. My dad's pillow exploded in fire last night while he was in a coma.
Messages reveal themselves in many ways, indeed. Mary's thinking to herself about the version of Ruby that she met at the beginning of the season. who was very confident, a bit, you know, alternative, maybe a bit dissatisfied, but a pretty secure, confident person.
You mean the version from 4 days ago?
Yeah. You know, many moons ago, when we were all different people. And she doesn't know any of these people super well, except for, unfortunately, Edgewater. but she's in this room. It's a weird double mirror doll spooky hellhole. And she's gonna go forward with the seance, but she's starting to suspect that maybe this might be another one of those a real ghost shows up situations. And she's really glad she asked for extra money for this one. Because otherwise she might have had to leave. All right, so Nicodemus sets everything up. Belladonna's wearing a very, like, basically full gauze, just like floaty, maximum layers again. Mm-hmm. But everything is floaty gauze layers.
You dressed as a mummy for Halloween.
Yes, basically. Basically, like a very fancy mummy. And she'll settle herself on the cushion and invite everyone to settle around her on the floor. They don't get cushions. And she will kind of center herself and make eye contact with Nick/Beavis and make sure that he's ready. I'm assuming he's like kind of stationed at the door.
He gives you the slightest of nods.
All right. She will, you know, have everyone hold hands. You know, this will be very similar to what we did last night at the ball.
I move to be as far away from Madame Belladonna as possible.
I was going to say, if he would wait for the ladies to take their seats first, but if there is room, he would target to sit next to Edgewater for a bit of comfort. Mm.
Edgewater would try to be sitting next to him too, so I think that would work out pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. She will say that the spirits,
when they reach out their hands, I think it would be like, from Edgewater.
Please, contain yourselves.
Sorry?
The outbursts might scare off the doll spirits. Whatever else is in the room with us.
We are hoping to avoid that.
It's unclear. I don't presume to know the will of the spirits, Mr. Salt. And Mary's normally she just gets in the zone, but right now she's really skeeved out. She's not really sure what's about to happen, so she's just going to try and settle herself and say, all right, are there any requests for messages?
Yeah, if the dolls know who... Oh, sorry. Oh,
no, go ahead.
Yeah, go right if they ahead. Know who Rosamond is, or mm-hmm. if they understand why they were cradling each other mm-hmm. in the cribs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Or yeah.
The pillow. The
or why the pillow
the
burst into flames.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Burst
indeed.
Into flames.
Okay.
Oh, maybe about the third brother thing.
Oh yeah. If they know what this symbol looks like, and I cast silent image, and you see the circle with the three bursts. Yeah, or if they know what this is.
Does Salt recognize the symbol?
You would have no reason to.
Okay. Mm.
Well, that is a lot on the agenda. Sweet, sweet Ruby.
Belladonna?
Yes. Lord Drake?
If my husband does return, can you focus on the third son?
I will try to do so. Miss Clarence?
Oh, I mean... pretty good. If my mom shows up, just, I mean, hi. Good to see you.
Just a hi, quick hi.
Yeah.
I can absolutely, yes. We all have those that we would like to say a quick hi to in the beyond. Mr. Salt?
I'm all set. The dead all have set. Plenty of ways to talk to you, and I find it best not to respond, but thank you for the offer.
Wow. Whoa.
It's very spiritual.
I would not have assumed your spiritual prowess, but that is good to know that I have a fellow seer mm-hmm. in the room.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes get gigantic.
Do you have the Coke bottles on?
Yeah, the Coke bottles are on. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. With your gigantic lenses, yes. You can see Nicodemus sort of, you know, behind the circle, sort of looking at you with a. Are we up in the juice?
for audience purposes. It was like a little juice.
Just tiny. Little. Just
some pulp.
Nicodemus kind of like he unbuttons like the top button. He's kind of like cracking his neck like, okay, you want a little juice.
Just a I'm basically whatever our personal version of thieves can is. I'm like, just a little juice. It's otherwise I'm going to get scared. So a little juice.
All right, cool.
So I'll start my process. We'll have, you know, the lights will dim, the candles will flicker, and I will cast a really hesitant side eye at the dolls, I guess, to kick us off, to see if I'm inspired by any, if they do anything.
They don't seem to be doing anything right now.
Thank God. All right. Just a normal scam as usual. Let's do it. All right. I will lead us all in a deep breath, and then I will cast my eyes up to the heavens. I'll say, oh, yes, we are no longer alone. Except that, I mean, the dolls were here before, but again, more so now, we are no longer alone.
Who else is here?
Someone with a name that begins with R. It's so hard to make it out through the mystic fog. What could the name be? It's something. Rosamond. Yes. Yes. The name that you had sought in the ether. It is coming to me. And it is, oh my God, the mystic whispers. They're whispering, Rosamond, fire. Oh, fire. Oh, fire. I'm seeing flames all around in a comforting way. And it's feeling maternal fire. It's really comforting. it's so powerful. So few words coming through, but the feeling is so strong, Ruby. Almost as if your fire is being reflected through a ruby itself.
Oh, so what
she is? She's here. What message would you like to speak to Rosamond?
Who are you?
Oh, she says, my name is Rosamond.
Hey, Ruby.
It's so clear now. It's so clear.
Hey, Ruby.
Yeah?
Can you throw me a wisdom saving throw? Just for fun?
Sorry.
That's a natural 20.
Okay.
Dang, good.
You feel that tingling sensation, but it subsides.
It's tangling for all the out there.
Oh,
that tangling sensation.
As soon as I feel the sensation, I think my mask fades over my face.
Let's do it.
That's the one. That's it.
And you all see like a porcelain doll mask with like cuts in it.
There it is.
Cuts or cracks?
It's appearing on your on the text feed.
It is like cuts and cracks, and it's like discolored, fleshy. And it looks dirty. And
they're seeing it. Yeah, it's gonna be it's gonna be bad.
Is that blood?
No, it's paint. Clearly, clearly
wow.
Paint.
Wow,
probably.
Ruby, there it is.
Oh, and those eyes are just black voids.
Wow.
Whoever is sitting next to Salt in their circles, I apologize, but your hands are like crushed as they tighten as this thing pops up, and he's like, ha!
Yeah, I think the two like fighters are just like at attention.
Get me the fuck out of here. Oh, okay. Wow. You truly are, the spirits have gifted you something that is beyond even my gaze.
What should I look for next?
Ooh, boy. Can I do an insight check or something?
That voice is not right.
Oh,
it's
boy.
It's not Ruby's voice.
Did the mouth move?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna try to do some sort of persuasion check to get Ruby to come back.
Okay, cool.
Ruby?
A little inside
Ruby,
the
are you
all right?
Yeah. Rosamond, I cast thee into a peaceful other place.
Okay, you're going to have to make another wisdom
far
save.
Far away from here.
Five.
Okay, the tingling sensation does return as a version of Ruby exits her own body in a spectral fashion.
Oh.
It is Ruby, and yet it is not Ruby. It is Ruby, but with scars and wrinkles and greater age. Mm. It is like if Ruby had suffered instead of living the life of the daughter of a noble. Mm. And this spectral Ruby emerges and then rushes right at Belladonna.
Whoa.
Only to evaporate as she touches her.
Ruby!
A what?
We all saw that?
Oh, everybody saw that. That was the thing that occurred. A translucent, angry, curvy, tortured halfling woman.
So voluptuous.
Just popped out and went,
"Bah."
There was no sound.
Madonna,
but...
are you all right?
Oh,
it is.
Do you still have your mask up?
I think my mask would fade after that, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to look at Ruby again and cast Detect Magic.
Nice.
On her.
Oh, okay. Make a insight check.
That is a dirty 20.
Ooh.
Twisted 20.
Twisted 20.
Ooh.
All right. You have called on this ability not a lot in your past, but there have been times where you just thought it necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And the information is still hard for you to exactly decipher.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're seeing right now is there's definitely magic. It's not in Ruby.
Mm.
It's next to Ruby. Like, it is like if someone took Ruby and a photo of her, and it was a just slight after image. Mm. Just like a little, like a quarter second to the left.
Yeah.
That there's like a little bit of an extra aura just tacked on, one hand on her shoulder. Just a little touch behind her.
I think Mary is having a moment of realizing that she may be in over her head. And she is worried about Ruby. She knows some things about magic. She has some magic herself that she uses occasionally, but mostly to evade notice and, you know, lie to people, whatever. So I think that you are looking at Belladonna and her, you know, very dark eyes and her, you know, raven hair and very kind of mystically va-va-voom look, you know, big ol' eyes. And you see her face kind of almost soften and she says, "You have something on you. Some spirit, some magic. I don't know what it is. But it is.
She did
on
develop
your shoulder.
Powers 6 months ago."
Fuck you all.
That's so weird. That's when my husband died.
Oh my God. I don't have more answers for you than that right now.
What do you mean the magic is on her shoulder? It's in her. She just showed you.
Some of it, maybe, but most of what I am seeing is just outside of her.
Is that how magic works? It just sort of hangs out next to you until it's ready to go
in
you?
It varies.
And
I'm
some
not,
time?
I don't know. I'm not an expert. I am an expert. yes. Know many things of the unseen.
Belladonna.
Yep. Yes.
In your expertise,
yep.
Would this be considered a haunting?
Yes.
Can I look into the crib and see if the dolls have moved or done anything?
Absolutely.
Cool.
No, they're still just kind of chilling out.
Okay.
With the pillow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I turn around over my shoulder and look into the mirror in the room? Is it
the
just
cracked one or the...
The cracked one. Of course, mm-hmm. Is anybody looking over me?
Okay, so you're looking at the mirror.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm turning over and I'm just looking in the mirror to see if I see a reflection of anybody but who's sitting in this room.
And your mask has faded.
Yeah.
You turn and look, and you and only you, there's no one behind you, but half of your mask is there. And this time it's smiling.
Oh.
Just definitely half worse. Long symmetry. So the left half of your face is covered in that mask and it smiles at you.
Great.
And then returns to its normal demeanor and fades from the image.
Mm-hmm. I turn around and I just look at everybody nodding.
Are you okay, Miss Rhinelander?
My mask smiled at me in my mirror. I can't lie about that.
Wait, what?
Salt's going to stand up, and I think he looks a little taller than usual, standing a little straighter than people have normally seen him, and he's just going to go over and take the mirror and face it down.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Salt. I think that was appropriate.
Of course.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. I think that was a successful seance. If you want to fix the door very quickly, as I'm sure you can do, or I can hire somebody else, Lord Drake, Madame Belladonna, was that everything? Or do you want to leave us with any parting words?
Yes, indeed. One moment while I commune with the spirits and I look over at Nicodemus.
He just looks at you with fairly wide eyes, just shaking his head like, we don't want any of this.
No, I think that is it from the spirits tonight, but I have a feeling that they are not done with us. Okay.
That's great.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Wow. Here's your money.
Thank you. Yes, right. My child. Thank you. Yes, this will further the spirits and my work with the poor.
That sounds like a question. Were you asking us that? Or?
Oh, the spirits just were, you know, chatting in my ear.
Oh.
I got distracted. So.
Okay. All right. Well, if anybody else knows anything about, you know, poisons or Rosamond, the name Rosamond, or if, you know, you find anything else about like the sons, the three sons, let me know. This was great. So thankful
the
for
third
all of
son.
You.
The third son.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks so much for coming over. This was a great time.
Yes. I'm going to before I gather my various scented candles and knickknacks and cushy pillows and whatnot.
No, it's Nicodemus.
Oh, yeah. Well, he'll do that for me. But while I wait for him to
no, not
collect
knickknack.
Oh, see, I was thinking of him as Beebus. I was in character. While he's collecting all of the knickknack, Nicodemus is whatever. I'm going to do a surface level detect thoughts to see if who else. Because I'm a little spooked. And obviously there's people in the room. But there's also a lot of dolls. And I want to see if there's any other spirit kind of actually in the room.
Okay. Interesting.
But I don't really want it to be part of the seance because that would be too scary.
Make an insight check against your own spell DC.
So, 10.
Yeah. There's definitely one extra brain in here, but it's not clear.
Mm.
It's kind of like you're getting it kind of badly tuned.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like... Father. And it's not giving you a lot to work with.
Kind of relieved.
Belladonna, Nicol Beavis, I'll escort you out. I think they're going to need a moment to themselves.
Thank you.
I can take a crack at the door while I'm here.
I looked at it on my way in. I don't think carpentry is needed. I think it just needs to be new hinges.
Mm-hmm.
You might just need to purchase those, Miss Rhinelander.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'll go purchase them tomorrow, or I'll send somebody to purchase them.
I'm going to stay with you tonight, Ruby. I don't think you should be alone. Perhaps we can call on my other friend, Miss Smith. Perhaps she would come and stay to be our chaperone. She often comes to chaperone me, and she's very delightful.
Mm. She sounds like a responsible young lady.
Oh, Madame Belladonna, you're still here. Yes. I think she quite is.
Okay. I'm exhausted by channeling the spirits, and I have to go immediately. I wish I could stay longer, but I simply must go.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Nick and I skedaddle.
All right. Skedaddling occurs?
Yep.
Okay. We're going to do a little bit of fast forwarding, quick other conversations with Ruby and Edgewater, or Samuel and Ruby and Edgewater, or what are we doing?
Not tonight. I was going to call in that favor Ruby owes me, but she's had enough tonight.
What are you talking about? I think as soon as that is over, Ruby goes back to herself, perfectly fine self. And as you guys know it, and she's like, oh, yeah, we can go have some cocktails or something. Drink some alcohol.
Yeah, of course. We can go to the sitting room and have some sherry.
Yeah, sherry. Mr. Salt, won't you join us?
Salt will look to Samuel and kind of look to kind of gauge him and be like, I'd be happy to stay. Unless, Lord Drake, if you were to retire and wanted company for your walk home, I would be glad to escort you back to Offaly House.
Oh, point of correction. Offaly House is my manor outside the city.
Ah, my mistake.
Good memory.
You don't see them in the city a lot.
God, this has been an episode. I think it's like the measuring of both. And he's just like, really want to talk to you one-on-one. But he's like, I think I trust these people enough. He's like, perhaps we could just chaperone these two while we wait for Miss Smith
to
join us.
That would be wonderful. Thank you. If you don't mind, Ruby, I'll check in with your butler to get that message out to Miss Smith.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
We could still have a word.
I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
How quickly would it take to for them to send word?
Oh, there's like, if you ran straight home, mm-hmm. you would get home just ahead of the.
Okay, I'm sprinting and stripping at the same time. Nick's right behind me catching all my layers as I take them off. And I'm like, that was really fucked up, wasn't it? I'm really glad you didn't channel any real spirits that time, because I think I might have seen one. It was really scary.
Seriously.
Keep up!
You fucking think I was going to do that when we saw exactly what that room looked like? Fuck that!
I know. It was horrible. I hated that.
Rich people, a goddamn weird.
I know. I'm glad we got extra money for that, but it was too scary, and I don't want to do it again.
let's go on sabbatical. Just like a week.
We just go zero juice for a little while. I think we got to go zero juice for a little bit.
Juice cleanse.
Yeah, okay.
Juice cleanse.
And then I'll very casually be like, you know, in my room, waiting for correspondence.
You're up here, in fact. I was looking for you and you weren't here.
You got a
summons from your sort of cousin.
Oh, right, yeah. My sort of cousin / sort of friend, Edgewater.
Oh.
Well, friend, yeah, I know. Friend is a strong word for it, but it's developing in that way. And
I'm glad to see you have an age-appropriate friend,
yeah,
dear.
Yeah, I know. I know, Trudy. You've been on that for a while, haven't you? It would make my life less sad to have an age-appropriate friend, but, you know, I'm busy, so, yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, never too busy for you. You know that.
You do what you gotta do. I'm going back to bed.
Okay, you go sleep. Bye. And then I run back out. So I get back to the house. I'm so tired. Oh, man.
Okay, we're going to have a Drake and Salt conversation.
Where would we go to be scarce?
Well, that's a problem. I did kind of offer us up as chaperone. So maybe we do what my butler does and we're outside the door inattentively chaperoning these two. Just kind of, you know, whispering to each other. But Mr. Salt, a couple things. You, again, kind of in a more hushed voice than this, but something you said last night really sparked something in me. You gave that tactical assessment and how we're surrounded. You're right. And I think a trap is about to be sprung. I would prefer it get sprung on my terms.
Wise man.
He will pull out the last invitation he had with him. We'll hand it to you. If you open that up, it's an invitation to the ball. Specifically for you. And then we'll get you two more. You choose two more of your staff to attend. Masquerade. No working. Relaxation. Huh. I'm pushing the envelope, so to speak.
And quite literally.
Also, how often do you happen to run into staff of other families?
Not infrequently. I'll see them picking up stores a few more frequently than I'd like. But yeah, every now and then.
Over the next few days, can you get the word out to as many of them as possible that the most senior of the staff can pick two additional? And once they have a list of who's coming, I will get invites out to you to pass on to them discreetly.
I would be happy to. Is there any amount of this that should be shared or should not be shared with the invitees?
The rest of the ton will know that they are coming to a masquerade ball. Somehow, the guest list will be larger than they expect.
Very good, sir.
You might have also noticed, if you do open that up in the details.
Yeah, you'll open and kind of scan it over.
I understand, unfortunately, the wages you all make don't allow you frivolous purchases. I will be providing outfits and masks for those who cannot afford it themselves.
I will pass the word along. I'm quite excited. Strangely more excited that it was prefaced that this is in fact a trap for who I don't know, but I'll be happy to attend, Lord Drake.
That brings me to my second point, and he'll pull out another envelope. I happen to find this in my husband's effects.
I'll take it and look it over. I think recognizes the form of it quite quickly. And I think kind of smiles as he reads it.
I understood you knew my husband. I didn't realize how close you two were.
I knew Henry quite well. I didn't want to start quite so heavy when we met some days ago, but yeah, it was my... He kind of gestures to the letters. It was my last deployment by necessity more than choice. At the time, Ensign Drake had been assigned to me. We had been told there were bandits robbing warehouses. A nothing gig with no consequence. But a good time to train the new guy. And so he shadowed me. We watched and we waited. And one night we got very lucky. Saw them walk in and followed them behind. Got up on them without being noticed. And I dropped the thief quickly. I didn't notice that tucked into his cloak he had a Cymac crystal the size of a tangerine, and he held it up, charged it up with some lightning or something, and blew the warehouse to high hell. And if Henry hadn't tackled me out the window, and he kind of gestures to his shoulder, he goes, I'd be doing a lot worse than I am today. Your husband's the reason I live to bride another day.
Like a long, low whistle of just like, whew, thinking for a second, and then he looks at you. My husband was a great man. I'm glad you got to know him. That was a debt you owe him, and you owe me nothing, but you've shown me a kindness since I've been here. When I spring this trap, you are under no obligation, but if somebody needs to toss me out a window,
I would be happy to.
I would prefer
to,
it be you.
he kind of holds on and chuckles. I may not owe you a favor, but I do think I owe you something. If you wouldn't mind coming by mine on your way over tonight, I have something for you.
Of course. And then we turn back to the ladies in the room, and
that's quite a bit of sherry.
So, what are you gonna wear to the masquerade?
Ruby, are you all right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. That
I don't know
sense.
I don't know what's happened. I don't know if my dad was poisoned. I don't know why the dolls are moving by themselves. I can now summon a mask and there's somebody watching over my shoulder.
Who could have poisoned your father?
I mean, I don't know.
Who was near him?
I mean, anybody who works in this house.
That's true.
And me. But you. I didn't do it.
When was he poisoned? It would have been before the doctor arrived.
Probably.
Well, it would have to, because otherwise it wouldn't be in the blood, right?
Unless it's already been in his system for a while.
Well, yeah. Sure. We don't know how long. True. Could have been anyone at the ball of the garden party.
I mean, I do have a list of people for explosives. that
for the pillow.
Yeah.
You think it was an explosive?
I don't know. But why would my dad be targeted? Do you think the dolls are doing it?
I think that before this evening, I would have said perhaps not. But now, I'm not so sure. It could be the dolls, I suppose. Why do they want to blow up your father's head?
Or it's somebody that, or something that he knows, somebody else that he doesn't want, they don't want
something
him.
Something that he knows, they have to blow it out of his brains.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's just like clatter from outside the door.
I don't know. I just don't know. There's a lot going on and there seem to be some threads that are having me concerned. I'm not the best at connecting things. But I can...
What about that man who came with the business paperwork?
Yeah, what about it?
Could he have poisoned your father?
I guess so. He tried to hand me some paperwork, but I couldn't read it. He said it was in common, but it was like in sigils or something. It was in gibberish.
What?
Yeah, I couldn't read any of it. It was like all in... He said, oh, sign here. And I said, where should I sign it? This isn't common.
That's very unusual. I've never heard of that before.
No, me neither. Maybe I should call upon him again and say, get me those business documents.
That's a good idea. Very forceful. I like it. Ruby, what about this Lord... No, I'm sorry. Mr. Weller.
What about him?
Has he been here to the house?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, that's good. Then he's definitely not a suspect. No worries.
Has he?
You haven't received him?
No.
Were the gifts hand delivered or were they found?
The gifts were delivered by a footman.
Okay.
No, he hasn't been here.
Okay. Well, we can scratch him off the list then.
He's great. Yeah, no, he's not a suspect. He's totally okay and probably, you know, the love of my life, so.
Wow.
Yeah. You should have seen him. Jump down.
I probably should have seen him. I should have been there as a chaperone, but yes, jumping off a balcony.
Yeah, descending down the fabrics.
Well, that's more. With fabrics. This is
dancing
quite a show.
With me, holding me up.
Wow.
And at this point in time, Mary Smith arrives.
Thank you.
Hey, I just got your message.
Smith, are you quite...
Do you need a chaperone?
Yeah. Yes.
No, I just hurried. It's so fast.
You are so kind, Miss Smith.
It's only
every
proper.
Time anyone calls you to be a chaperone, you are
right there. Yeah, I.
Ruby, Miss Smith is so kind. She has chaperoned each of the times that I've gone Rylander. To see Lord Drake.
You are so kind.
How are you doing?
I'm doing, you know, I don't know. Some weird shit's happening. To be fully honest with you, in this house. My dad's in a coma, but, you know, I can explain later. It's weird. A lot of weird magics are happening. But, yeah, thank you for coming here.
And weird magics?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know anything about magics or poison flowers?
Or this cast silent image again, or this image of, or anything about the three sons or anything about that?
Or the boots, the boots. Show her the
boots. Or the boots.
Oh, wow, there is a list.
Yes.
My gosh.
This point in time, with Mary Smith's arrival, you two are no longer needed as chaperones.
Miss Clarence, Miss Smith, thank you for having us, Miss Rhinelander.
Of course.
Good evening.
I'll repeat the pleasantries.
Does Salt see the image of the boots?
I mean,
if they're out there, yeah.
With the door open.
Does he recognize them? I think we've kind of settled that they're military boots.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely a military issue.
Are they, like, befitting of a rank?
The individual ranks don't have individual boots.
Gotcha.
They are clearly maintained in a way that a common infantryman would not have the luxury of doing so.
Gotcha.
So probably at least some kind of an officer.
Gotcha. Then I guess, as he's taking his leave and sees his, I was always jealous of boots like that. My officers always wore them. Good evening, Miss Rhinelander.
Wait. Mr. Salt?
You actually, in your rank, did have to maintain your boots to that standard once you got your official rank.
Gotcha. Then if he had them... Oh, I always hated those boots. I always had to maintain them. It was such a pain.
Wait, are those your boots?
Oh, no. I could never keep mine quite that clean. It's certainly not anymore. No, they're officer's boots. They're a standard issue for anyone of a rank.
Officers in the military.
All right. A military conspiracy.
A military conspiracy?
A military conspiracy?
Well, good evening, everyone.
yeah, he'll go. I don't know much about that. Those boots are meant for walking and not much else.
And that's just what we'll do. Good
evening. And we'll turn, lock arm in arm, and get the fuck out of there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. All right. So other than an info dump, is there anything happening with Ruby and Edgewater and Mary?
I don't think so.
I think I want to just, as I come back and they're kind of talking about the seance and what's been going on and everything, if I can, I don't know. I feel like I want to do some sort of check to see if like I'm remembering anything about like understanding that I have of like my own magic, of like other magic that I've seen. Because I'm like, this is very new for like this type of like magical experience to be happening for me. And like, if I can remember anything about what this might be or what might be happening in the house.
Okay, make an Arcana check.
It's a 15.
Okay, a couple things strike you. For one, honestly, Ruby is being pretty fucking free and easy with that illusion magic she's doing. Mm. And it's detailed to a point where it isn't a low end like little throwaway cantrip.
Yeah.
So either she's a lot more powerful than she's told anyone, or she doesn't work by the same rules that you do.
Mm, okay.
And the way she's been talking about it, she's gifted, mm-hmm. like you are.
Yeah.
But apparently the rules don't seem to work the same for her.
Yeah.
You've always had a weird kind of interaction with magic. By its very nature, magic sometimes kind of falls apart on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know if that's what happened to the image or not when it rushed you.
Yeah.
But this definitely feels like it is not anything related to your sort of natural gift. There is another force here.
Okay. I don't know if this would be a separate check or anything, but in all the like people I know in the Ton, is there anyone who's like particularly well known for being very gifted in magic?
Interesting. Most of those people tend to go into more of the academics,
mm-hmm.
but you do know there are a number of different like sort of flavors of magical ability. Both the gearboxes and gamma blooms do a lot of item magic. So whether that be artifice, alchemy, anything like that, their magic is usually tied into objects. Mm-hmm. Similarly, though they are technically sort of medical benefactors, Agatha Blood and to a lesser extent her eldest daughter Vivian are gifted in the manipulation of life force. There are some others that have minor gifted abilities, but those are your like the three major families who do a lot in that world.
But none of it really strikes me as like being more similar to what Ruby's doing than what I do.
No, it's actually almost the other end in a lot of ways. A lot of that is very studied, very precise, nigh on scientific magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
This is drifting into the world of pulling power from something else.
Yeah. Okay.
Your power is kind of contained in you for better or worse.
Mm-hmm.
Especially seeing that other aura slightly offside, it feels like there's either a devotion, an agreement, or a tethering that is somehow affecting Ruby's powers.
All right. I will probably mostly be keeping that to myself, but more and more Mary's starting to like worry that she may tragically have an ethical responsibility to be honest with someone. Which is counter to everything that she stands for, but she's starting to think about it.
Okay. and we're going to do Salt and Drake having their final conversation, and then we're going to wrap for the night.
Okay. Then I'll kind of lead over to the seltzers and invite you in.
Thank you.
Cool. If you'd like, you can wait here. Is anyone else up or around? I would introduce him.
Oh, no, it's a little on the late side. It's a down evening for social obligations, so it's a fairly quiet night at home.
Gotcha. In that case, if everyone else is kind of asleep, I think I'll maybe bring you over to the like little training warehouse shack that separate from the house. It's not much, but if you'll wait here just a second, and then I'll run up to his room, grab the letters, and then come back down. And first I'll hand you an open letter. I got this some time ago. It is a letter from Henry that reads, "Hope you are keeping well, old friend. Some big news will be arriving with me when I next return. I presume that was you. Should you not hear it sooner, please hold on to this for me. I have to test a theory. I will come for it later." And he produces the sealed envelope. I haven't opened it yet. Felt strange to do, but I didn't want this to be the first introduction to life in New Britannia, but if you'd like to.
Would you mind being here with me?
Of course not.
Quick swipe of the claw to open the seal. Is it a letter?
No, it's the exact same marriage certificate you signed earlier.
Yes!
What the fuck?
Thanks. I am so sorry, my lord. Had I known, I would have filed it promptly.
This solves so many problems. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Salt.
If you don't mind me being a bit forward, what might he have been testing?
This was supposed to have gone out with a certain second lieutenant, and it never arrived where it was supposed to. Yours arrived exactly where he wanted it to be. I think I know who might be laying a trap.
And with that ever so subtle revelation, we're going to close for this evening.
Rock on.
And we're going to pick up tomorrow. And it's going to be, you all had a late night, so there's going to be some sleeping in. We're going to jump right to the Carnival of Progress.
Ooh.
And thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Who or what is haunting Ruby? Will Edgewater officially get her own room at Rhinelander Estate? Will our protagonists ever find out that Madame Belladonna is actually Mary? Is Salt now missing the relative quiet of his military days? Will Samuel finally be free of Mr. Rubble Roy now that he has the marriage certificate? The questions are endless, but we must find some answers on the next episode of Scandals and Scavengers. Thank you for listening to Scandals and Scavengers, a post-apocalyptic Regency romance with Daniel Began as Ruby Grace Rhinelander, Matt the Last as Lord Samuel Drake, Johnny McElerney as Second Lieutenant Immortan Salt, Emily Carmen Weldon as Mary Smith, Beau Powell as Edgewater Clarence, and Evan Kelly as the Game Master. Produced by Evan Kelly, Trope Warden Beau Powell.
Hey, this is Daniel. Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, consider supporting us on Patreon, where we release episodes early and you'll get access to our post-show cast discussions, Twisted Talks, our Discord community, and more.